On this podcast, we're always about sharing data, information, inspiration around the realities of staying fit, improving your health, and that extends not just to your physical fitness and physical health, but also your mental well-being, and just as a whole. So it's like the elephant in the room to not talk about the situation we're currently in, but instead of sitting here and talking about what's, you know, all the questions that we have, it just seems like right now we're just surrounded by more questions than answers. I think there's a lot of hopeful people. There's a lot of upset people. There's a lot of emotions running around that people could debate, you know, the latest figures. So we're not here to do that. That's what we're not going to do.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for checking out this week's edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. And especially, we want to thank everybody who's been tuning in every week listening to our episodes. If you're new, welcome. We actually have a little bit of a different twist on our topic this week, and it's really going to be about applying some sort of things that we do know to tackle all of the things that we don't, in short. Wow. So right now we're all living in a time of questions. Most of them unanswered. Everything is sort of unknown for the future, timing, situations. And this week, we don't want to drill into updates on data and things like that, but rather get down to how you actually can utilize some concepts from things like training, from working at your job or whatever it is that your passion is, to cope and get through these very tricky and challenging times of COVID-19.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of brief. If you're scratching your head going, where in the world are they going with this topic? Don't worry, because Nick is doing the exact same thing right now. And wondering what the heck I'm talking about. So before we get into it, let's go through something that we know how to do and brings us comfort each time we do it, our training recap.
That's right. Yep. For my training recap, we had another week of live workouts. So hit it hard this week. Did upper body, lower body, core focused. We just ran the gamut this week and did a whole variety of live workouts, all body weight. We did some resistance band training on Friday. So you guys can check all that stuff up at the Elemental Training Tampa YouTube page. I float between, or I switch back and forth between the Facebook page for Elemental Training Tampa and the Instagram, ET Tampa. We'll be on Facebook tomorrow with a boxing-focused workout. So you guys can tune in for that, and along with the virtual training that I'm doing each week. It's been staying busy, which is good.
Nice.
What have you been doing for your training recap?
I have gotten on the bike a couple times now this past week, which felt great. I did some kind of HIIT, but instead of they're being high impact, they're just high intensity kind of bursts. And then I've also done one sort of just building steady sort of endurance sort of ride, which I haven't done in a really long time, and it felt good. And I feel like my lungs and just the parts that haven't really gotten worked are finally getting some attention. It just feels like my body and parts of my body are awakening up again after not being utilized that much. So it's always a wonderful feeling. And then I have done a HIIT workout. Like, I did HIIT workout this morning.
The Mother's Day workout.
Yeah. And to start off my day. And I think this week there's going to be a little bit more yoga kind of to start out the week. And hopefully I can, you know, I can keep up with the bike and all that. So really just trying to get some kind of movement in on a regular basis. The good thing is that these days we still have 2 walks a day where I'm doing at least 2 walks with Ella every day. If I do nothing else, I get those.
Right.
And they're not like, you know, 5-minute walks down the street and back. They're like around our neighborhood. They usually last around 20 minutes, not at a really fast pace, but it's still, you know, sometimes chasing after Ella, which includes running. So it's always nice to have that to fall back on. And in these days when getting out of the house is an event unto itself, walking is good.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, like I said, we've said it before multiple times on this podcast. We just talked about it recently, how beneficial walking is. You know, the most researched form of exercise is walking. And, you know, a recent study came out this year. We talked about a month ago, I think, about how just walking more steps per day reduces your basically forms of all-cause mortality.
Yeah.
So more walking means reducing your chances of dying, or different forms of it, you know, specifically diabetes and heart disease. But, you know, I think like obvious to some people, but it's still something that's just, you have to do it. You know, it's something that's attainable. And, I think anybody can accomplish it, especially nowadays where, you know, you were kind of forced to, you know, I guess we're not having the same schedule that we used to have.
Yeah. You know? I think society's pace and just being very fast and trying to get from point A to point B and not having it be so much about the journey, walking has sort of been left behind. You know, it's, you're always trying to take the most rapid form of transit to get wherever you're going so you can do whatever you need to do, and that's it.
Right.
And walking is like a luxury, or it's if you have no other form of transportation, you have to walk. It's not really, I think, in a lot of areas, it's just not a form of enjoyment.
Right.
So, yeah, getting back to even just the basics is, that is something that we can do right now.
Right. I do want to think that's probably a good segue into our main topic for, you know, at least a nice little transition into the topic you were discussing. I definitely want you to explain it more to me because, like you said, I was like, what?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the idea for this week came as, you know, on this podcast, we're always about sharing data, information, inspiration around the realities of staying fit, improving your health, and that extends not just to your physical fitness and physical health, but also your mental well-being. And just as a whole. So it's like the elephant in the room to not talk about the situation we're currently in, but instead of sitting here and talking about what's, you know, all the questions that we have, it just seems like right now we're just surrounded by more questions than answers. I think there's a lot of hopeful people. There's a lot of upset people. There's a lot of emotions running around, that people could debate, you know, the latest figures. So we're not here to do that. That's what we're not going to do. instead, we want to just instead look at how are we and how do we feel you can actually get through this time. I mean, we've talked about, you know, ways you can learn new things and all that. But in terms of overall concept, like being in a time where there is no certain forecasted timeline or future, or there's just sort of this blurry figure. We can see that there's something ahead, but we just don't know how far away it is, and we don't know exactly what it is. It's like we're stuck in a fog bank almost, you know, like we can see the land, we can see there's something there, but we just can't see exactly what it looks like. So how do you keep going through that? I mean, I think a lot of people were on what week? I know, like, for many people, we're in day 50 something or 60 something, week eight of quarantine or isolation here in Florida, and really, like, how do we look forward? We are not two people that are isolated and in this insulated sort of situation where this hasn't touched us or affected us. This has impacted us in like all kinds of ways. Like, thankfully, we're home and we're healthy and we're grateful for that. But I lost my job and have been unemployed in Florida, which, for anybody who knows what it's like being unemployed in Florida right now, unemployment or reemployment or whatever you call it, it's not really an option because you can't get it. Trying to file a claim for unemployment is basically impossible, near impossible. Fraction of people are actually getting through, and it's beyond frustrating. And when you're also trying to find a job, you're spending most of your hours in frustration because, you know, you can't spend all that time applying for unemployment and chasing invisible ghosts down lines that go dead when you think you're going to get through to a person. So that's one reality. The other reality is that you are a small business owner who is trying to basically, you've been told you have to shut down. You can't reopen. There's no like reopen date yet for you still. And like, that must be really, like, we've talked about how frustrating it is. And I mean, not to put words in your mouth, but I feel like it's been its own sort of trying mission, because you've probably questioned what you're doing 100 times every day and saying, like, you know, well, should I file for unemployment? Should I go through that hassle? Should I file for this support? Should I do this? Should I be looking for other work? Should I keep going with my business? Is there a real like future for my business? I mean, these are just conversations we've had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's our reality. And then we have a child on top of it who I'm terrified to send back out into the world. Like, there's a part of me that's terrified to do that. But there's also a part of me that just wants her to get back. Just like she says every single day. Every single day she says, Mommy, I just want to get back to my buddies. I just want to go see and play with my buddies. She just wants to go back to school. Like, she wants to go back to her school and see her teachers and see her buddies. And it's hard to have to say, I'm sorry, you can't do that today. And, you know, because there's no clear financial future for us right now, we're taking advantage of options to save. We're trying to be smart. Ella's not going full-time. She's not going to school.
Not going to school at all, yeah.
She's not going to school at all. And I am her child care provider. You are also her child care provider when you kind of in between when you're working. So, I mean, that is our life. It's not a rosy. It's not a glamorous. It's not, you know, we have our struggles just like everyone else. Do I think we're very lucky? Yes, I do. I think we're very lucky in the situation that we have. And by no means in this time do I want to compare our situation to somebody else's and say, like, we have it easier, you know, we have it harder. I'm not here to compare. It's just that we're all going through our own traumatic ish right
it's
now.
All it's relative.
It's all going to leave scars. So how the heck do we move forward? And I think you and I have had a few conversations. Like, how do you look at this? How do you approach this and stay positive? How do you, like, we all have good days and bad days. I had a very bad day one day this week where I just felt like I should have gone to bed at like 11 a.m. I should have just crawled back into bed before lunch. But then the next day got better. And that's just, it's like a roller coaster. So in this time of just confusion and question, that's why I thought talking about how, you know, based off of what we've learned in our lives, based off of some, you know, inspirational people, inspirational concepts, or just data that we have seen, like how are we getting through and what kind of principles are we applying to our lives to try and push through and look ahead at there being something in the distance,
right?
Versus just fog and unknown. How are we actually seeing through that crap and seeing that there's land there somewhere, over the sea? It's still foggy, but we're still going towards it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to like probably reiterate things that a lot of people are saying, because I'm sure people are giving out advice.
There's a lot of great like advice going out right now.
So I'm sure sticking with the routine, you know, sticking or creating a routine or schedule, trying to not, you know, that can help you give you a little bit more purpose in your day. You know, like I like waking up at a certain time and getting some certain amount of work in. You know, also having kind of those rituals, you know, or morning rituals, whether it be stretching, whether it be meditation, whether it be breakfast with you guys. Those are important. Keeping those.
Like overarching. I mean, like those are all like things we can do. But in terms of how are you looking at this? How are you approaching this?
I can only approach it in a micro scale. I can only do it week at a time. I can't really, I don't know. Like for me, I can't look beyond a week at a time.
Yeah.
So if I look at it beyond a week at a time, so I start getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm doing it.
So kind of
week
focusing,
at a time, day at a time.
Yeah. Kind of like step by step. And being probably a lot more present than you're used to, like having to really be in the now and think about the situation you're in and kind of what that next step is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at, like you said, like maybe like only a week ahead versus right. maybe before you're looking months ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely seems like a very valid approach. I mean, I know that we've also talked about how this time is also a time to approach this with a great deal of professionalism.
Right.
And that, like I know you've mentioned, sort of the same level of dedication that you would apply to something like your physical training, mm-hmm. or studying for an exam, or pushing for a promotion at work, like that dedicated spirit. Like I feel like there's a lot of question out there and a lot of people, you know, who have found themselves without jobs.
Right.
Where do you go from here? I mean, I was talking to one family member today she's like, I don't even know where to start. Like I'm hoping that something's just kind of going to fall into my lap.
Right.
And you know, that my faith is going to deliver the answer to me. And I hope that works for her, but I also think something that we regularly kind of check in with each other on is just approaching this entire situation with that same level of dedication. When you see something, you know, when you're going forward in your training, if you run into a hurdle or an obstacle, you don't give up.
Right.
You just reassess. You figure out how else you can do it, and you work around your obstacle.
Right.
And it's the same thing in a lot of other areas. I think that same dedication and sort of that same sort of motivation, whatever that, I don't know exactly how to term the motivation that keeps you doing that. It's passion. There's a lot behind it. But dedication seems like a good word, that you keep going and you're inspired, and usually that's when you get innovative. Like mankind, when we think about our greatest innovations, they're not, you know, some uber privileged person that's never had to work or that's never had a challenge. It's usually the person in like the pits that's dealing with the hard crap, that's going through a really difficult time, that's in a very challenging time period. That's when mankind gets innovative.
Right.
So when you think now, the reason those people are being innovative, I think it's that same sort of dedicated spirit and that approach to now is a time to not give up. Now is a time to pivot.
Yeah.
And every time I hear someone say pivot, I think of Ross and Friends.
Right. I know. I haven't seen that meme out yet.
I know.
I'm sure it's got to have been out there.
This is the time to pivot. Like, not to give up.
Yeah.
Give me a sports analogy where you would pivot so we can put an illustration in somebody's mind. Give me like something in sports, or where in fitness or sports do you pivot?
Do you pivot? Like pivot. When you change directions?
Yeah.
I mean,
like soccer.
Yeah.
Someone's coming at you with a ball. You pivot. You
right.
Go turn around, spin right. around.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like for hockey, I mean, when you have to change directions, you pivot or something like that.
That's a pivot.
Sure.
That is a pivot, right? So is that not also kind of basically how we're kind of approaching our lives right now? Mm-hmm. Instead of stopping, instead of giving up, you reassess and you pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, there's still a lot of great opportunity. And I think I've been lucky enough to be Marco Poloing. I don't know if that's yet a verb, but it should be by the end of all of this. I've been talking with family, you know, via video chats and things like that. And it seems like everybody's really had some time to reassess, more time than they've ever probably had or recently had. And there's a lot of conversation about things that are maybe going to be different priorities for people,
right.
and things that they weren't going to focus on before that they, you know, maybe they pushed to the side, they've dusted off and brought back now, things that they've rediscovered a passion for. And also there's certain compromises that once looked impossible that now seem welcome, you know? It's like all of these things that you learn to not necessarily give up on everything and just sit and wait.
Right.
But to pivot and to keep going forward and apply the discipline and apply the passion and go after something new, even if you don't know exactly what it is yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, I mean, like, what other options do you have? I mean, that's the mindset I think you have to take if you want to kind of get through this. And like you mentioned, it's one of those, like, the fog bank kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a good analogy because you can't see the land, but you obviously want to keep going.
Yeah, you might see just like a shape.
Mm-hmm.
There's something, there's a landmass there, but you don't know what section it is. You know, like I remember going boating when I was younger, and sometimes it would be so foggy you couldn't, all you would just see is the shore.
Yeah.
You know it was the shore, but you're like, ooh, am I way off base, or is that like, is that this area or is it that area? We have no idea.
Right.
We have no freaking clue. It might be an area we've never seen before.
Right.
You know, it might be somewhat familiar, but not actually something we're going back to the same place. You
right.
know, we're probably going to have traveled, to be honest.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I mean, it's there are things that have driven us, and this is a good time to examine some of those ways that you've navigated your life and lessons you've learned, and realize that it's not a time to give up and let go of, you know, hope or anything like that. And there's lots of chaos and disagreement on how things should be handled. But I think the truth is that we're all planning for a tomorrow.
Right.
And that's something you can take a great deal of hope in. One way or another, we're all just trying to work towards a tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where we can have opportunity, where our kids can have opportunities. And approaching it, I think the word you used earlier was professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at things from a professional standpoint, you know, if you're someone that is good with business, if you're someone who owns a business, then that's probably a discipline and a motivation that you understand.
Yeah.
Even if you've never trained for a professional sport in your life, that same principle and that same sort of concept can be applied to our situation now.
Yeah, I think for being professional, you know, it's a mindset too. It's not necessarily a level of,
yeah,
you know, it's like, it's,
mindset.
Yeah, it's obviously, I think it comes with experience and whatnot and the things in, you know, time and doing different trades, or not even trades, but having different kind of skills under your belt. But I think you can take it. The approach is definitely something you can do, and you don't necessarily need to own a business. You know, you can be working in a career for a long period of time and just be as professional as someone that owns their own business. You know, or be more professional than somebody who owns their own business. It's really an approach and a mindset to it, I believe.
Yeah, and understanding, I think, that it's not just you. That your decisions impact too.
Right.
I mean, when you think about professionalism, it's not always about you. It's also the people you're connected with.
Right.
Your customers, your employees, whatever.
Yeah.
Coworkers.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you're kind of, I don't know if when you're a business leader, but I mean, when you're a business owner, or I feel like you're probably a leader in some form or another. So it's like you have to, when you act professional, that's kind of like what a general does, for another analogy, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, having that air of professionalism and of confidence of knowing what needs to be done. It kind of rubs off on other people who are maybe not possess that type of mindset yet.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that is definitely something that's another benefit of it. You know, that if you have people that are, you know, don't want to call other people amateurs, but if you have people who are yet to acquire those skills or the ability to be a professional, they need somebody to lead them.
Yeah.
So that's what another goal, and I think another role, I didn't mean to make those rhyme, I promise.
Another, you're a poet and didn't know it.
Yeah, another role of, you know, professionals and those who want to act professional, that's another role they have, is basically leading the ones that have yet to learn how to act professional.
Yeah.
And that's something that's probably much needed at this time, you know, for... Because I'm sure a lot of people need leadership. They need to see somebody going out there and doing it in order to get them inspired, in order to teach them the way to act professional. Because, you know, without a good example, nobody, I mean, it's very hard. It is possible to know it on your own or intuitively know how to be professional. But, I mean, nothing beats getting experience. You know, nothing beats watching somebody learning from someone about the ability or the practice of being professional, how to act professional.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just in your arena, you have gone outside your comfort zone and you have expanded your horizons instead of just personal training.
Right.
You've now become a video editing content creator.
Right.
You are also a virtual coach.
Mm-hmm.
And what other, are there any other kind of new areas that you've branched out on that you like just in general?
I don't know if I've branched out on it yet. I mean, I've been contemplating, just the idea of trying to connect with people more, even on the physical, not even like for physical, for fitness reasons or for physical health reasons, but trying to be an outlet to people. So I feel that's the, being isolated is, we're all right now to some form isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've talked about how social media connects people, it still also isolates people simultaneously. That some of this isolation and now this mandated isolation is really taking a toll on people, So trying to be an outlet to people is something I'm wanting to explore.
Yeah.
Or wanting to add. I don't know if I've done it yet to a certain extent, but...
Well, I feel like personal trainers are somewhat like... You sort of lean on them and tell them everything. They're like... people back in the day used to say they'd have bartenders. They go do that. And they'd be like their therapists. And I think that's similar.
Yeah.
I mean, even more so because it's true. Feel like hopefully you see your personal trainer more than you see your bartender these days.
Yep.
But yeah.
Maybe not nowadays. Maybe you probably don't see a bartender
much. I
don't
think you see bartenders too much.
You're
going
to be your own bartender at your home too
much. Yeah, you're going to be talking to yourself in your corner over a drink. Hopefully not.
Right.
But yeah, and I think, in terms of my approach to things, a lot of areas that I previously had not explored as much, networking. It was always just something that I did as part of my job. It was never a focus. And I never gave it a lot of thought. It's hopefully I always like to re-engage with people that I have relationships with. Now networking is pretty much my job because I'm just trying to re-engage with people and connect with people that are in similar places. And something that I've found really rewarding, not having a job, is to find ways that I can help other people, whether it be starting a support group or helping to coordinate a place for people to connect, serve as like a person for a friend or a colleague to speak to, brainstorm with, whatever it is. Offering people some friends and family, particularly free yoga, I'll do a virtual yoga session, friend and family, why not? And I've also started to examine things from a professional standpoint that I probably wouldn't have before, the idea of doing contract work and freelance and all of that. These were things that I never had to give that much thought to.
Mm-hmm.
And because now every, Monday through Friday is a pretty routine day, still, that's something I've worked to create because I'm here with Ella and she does really good on routine. She needs routine. And so there's certain hours of the day where I am... Not a lot, but there's some hours of the day where I use that time to do my work.
Mm-hmm.
That's my networking, my job searching, whatever it is. And I feel like I've been pretty darn disciplined about that.
Right.
Even taking it on in the evenings, doing it, on the weekends, wherever I need to. And that's just life. And that's how I'm getting through right now. And I've found that I've reconnected with people that I lost touch with ages ago, and that I'm making stronger relationships with people that I didn't even really have in place before.
Right.
And that to me is like the hope and what's kind of being created right now. And I also feel like there's new ideas starting to bubble, and there's other people that are starting to say, hey, instead of waiting for the job market to come back, what if we do something different?
Yeah.
What if we look at things in a different way? Like, there are tons of inspiring people out there. I urge you to go out and seek like a podcast or a book or something. I'm reading Brené Brown right now, Dare Greatly, which is all about vulnerability. And I'm somehow starting to make connections between her and like business communications, because I'm a nerd and I find corporate communications fascinating. So like, there's things like that I never even knew were there.
Yeah. These
innovative little like pops of realization. Maybe they're not innovative to the grand human race, but to me they are. And that's the kind of like inspirational thinking and sort of the amazing opportunity that can come of being disciplined, of still pursuing something, of broadening your scope and your horizon. You may not be able to see the shoreline, but look around you and see there may be 50 other ships around you, and you might have something in common with them. So why not stop and take a moment to do that? And yes, we've talked about how you can take up baking or gardening or whatever else it is. But that stuff is, for the most part, unless you just, you know, unless you really find a true passion for one of those are a way to occupy your time in a productive way, I guess. But I think it's that level of discipline, professionalism, whatever kind of way you want to classify it, of the person you were can still be the person you are.
Right.
And how you carry that forward and not feel intimidated by the unknown. Don't be afraid of the fact that you don't see everything in the future. Instead, seize it as an opportunity, as something that you can mold and you can create and you can find a new path. Because, yeah, who the hell knows what's going to come when the fog clears?
Right.
It might not clear exactly crystal anyways. So it's, some people may think it's optimistic, but I think that's humankind. Is we're adaptable, highly adaptable, even though many of us hate change because we like comfort at the end of the day. But we do great things when we're uncomfortable, and we grow the most in times of transition and discomfort, which is exactly where we are. This is, as much as anyone would hate to say it, this is your time to grow. So instead of planting roots, being miserable, spreading negativity, take the time to grow as that person. And hopefully we can all come out of this having found a new us, a new version of us. Starting to get a little bit maybe like hippy dippy for some people. So I'm going to rein it in and I'm going to leave it there. But definitely. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling hopeless, know that we all have those moments. I have them, you have them, like every few days I have them. But then it's about not settling into that, not giving into that, and knowing that you're capable of so much. So why not try?
Yeah.
Why not go for it and see what sort of spark can be started? It might be something you always wanted that you never knew. And you might find an amazing opportunity that you wouldn't have even known to dream of.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a great time for rebirth or rebranding or just,
you know, yeah, we've even talked about that for you.
Right.
Like that's something else that we've talked about. This mm-hmm. might be a great time to think about
reinventing yourself
yeah. or taking it to the next level. You know, I feel like a lot of times we get stuck in what we feel is necessary and comfortable, and we're not pushed into that next phase that we're more than capable of, that we could right. thrive in, that we could do good for other people in. But instead, we stay.
Yeah.
Now is not a time to stay, folks. Now is a time to reach for the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So...
well put. That was very and on that note, inspirational and informative.
I'm going to
and
go to bed.
Yeah. Look at man, you take a bow. Guys, thanks for listening.
Future TED Talk.
Exactly.
Is coming.
Wow. Thanks, guys, for listening this week and every week. Hopefully, you got a little bit of inspiration from Shannon's soliloquy. and we really appreciate you guys listening each week. Keep rating and reviewing. Keep letting us know, reach out to us, let us know what you want us to address next, who we should interview next. We got some interviews already in the queue waiting to come out, so stay tuned for that. You got anything else for them this week?
I gave it all.
You're done. You don't have to do it anymore. This has been
Mic drop.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.